To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
It's another digital edition of the Terry Nooner Show podcast edition, our second one for 25-26. The Wichita State Shockers are gearing up for Western Kentucky and Bowling Green, and then later on taking on Missouri State in Kansas City. And we'll definitely talk about those two games and much more with head coach Terry Nooner, who joins me now. Coach, let's go back to what we saw on Thursday against Northwestern State, 55-42, the Lady Demons getting the win. You could just tell, you were telling me beforehand, like, wow, Northwestern State, you can see the athletes, you can see the athleticism. And we better be ready to match that intensity, because they were definitely angry about how their season opener started up in Lincoln, losing to Nebraska the way that they did. You guys scored the first 2 points, but then they answer by scoring the next nine, and then you're behind the eight ball for the rest of the game, down by 13 at the end of the first half. Had a chance to maybe do some more damage in half number two, but just couldn't find a way to make enough buckets en route to a loss to Northwestern State. What are your initial thoughts on what you saw in the most recent game against Northwestern State?
I mean, when you go back and look at the tape, I mean, I said it last night, I thought our defense was actually pretty solid. I mean, we didn't play a perfect game by no means, but, I mean, you held them to 55 points. I mean, they shot 32%. Now, we want to keep people under, like, 34-35%. So, we did a job there. Just our offense just let us down. I mean, they had a good defensive game plan and the way they kind of guarded us, but we still got a lot of shots that we normally make, whether it was layups in traffic with Abby, open threes with Jayla, two-on-one advantages where we could score, and we just didn't come up with the points that we needed to. Because if we can keep teams at 55, we feel pretty good about we should be able to win those kind of games. But our shots just wasn't going, and it kind of started early when we got some early foul trouble and got them. I mean, they hit 7 free throws. I was looking at the box score, so they were 7 for 9 from the free throw line for the first quarter, and they didn't shoot another free throw the rest of the game. So, I mean, I thought we actually played more aggressive after the first quarter than we did in the first. So, just trying to get adjusted to, you know, some of the new rules and how they're calling things and that kind of nature. But that kind of threw us off with Abby getting 2 quick fouls. But yeah. I think our defense was good. I think we kept playing hard on defense, and we just couldn't get a shot to go down for us. But we'll get it all fixed.
Well, on top of that, not only is it frustrating going up against a defense that was just locked in from the get-go, Northwestern State did some really nice things, but right off the bat, when you had numerous turnovers and a good chunk of them just from moving screens or them taking charges, how much does that just throw the offense out of whack? Because it's one thing to have a bad pass that results in a live ball turnover or a pass that goes out of bounds. But to have those turnovers where you immediately got into trouble because the majority of them were on the opposite side of the ball, just I would imagine that probably plays with your mentality a little bit. So how much did that sort of change things, I suppose, right off the bat, just picking up those quick fouls and those quick turnovers based off of offensive issues with moving picks and getting charges as well.
Yeah, I think it kind of takes a little bit of the aggression because, I mean, then, you know, once you get a couple fouls with trying to screen, then you know, the tendency is that then I won't screen. So then that helped them even more because we, you know, we had some moving screens or whatever. So then it was like we go the opposite way just to keep from fouling, and then you go from moving screens to not screening, which doesn't help either. You know, you have a person like Jayla who, you know, thrives off of moving and have people helping to get her open and that kind of stuff. And so when you have that kind of situation, like, it makes it hard and her looks aren't as clean. But I still felt like, you know, she got some pretty clean looks throughout the game. We just didn't get them to knock down like we needed to. And you know, for the most part, this group, like, it kind of changes their energy with when she makes shots and knock down shots. We kind of gain energy from it. And you know, she just missed some shots that she, you know, I've seen her make at a high clip. So that's not a concern of ours. It's just, you know, we got to make sure we stick with our ball moving and still trying to screen and probably spreading the screen a little bit more, or the guards being able to wait for the screens and make sure we're not getting moving screens. So that's stuff that we'll look to evaluate and try to get cleaned up.
Well, there in the second quarter, you're down by 18. You prevent Northwestern State from getting a point for the final 4:10.
Yeah.
And it felt like that was the stretch. Mm-hmm. If there was ever a time for the offense to click, it felt like that was the stretch there at the first half. Just how different would it have felt if you take that 18-point deficit and turn it into 8 or 6 at halftime? It doesn't feel as impactful, but in that 4 minute and 10 second stretch, it just felt like that was the moment there to do something.
It was. I mean, because we really, I mean, that's why I say, like, I feel like, I mean, like, the team, like, they really buckled down on defense. We held them scoreless for 4 straight minutes. And I think within that stretch, you had Abby had a couple, 2 or 3 finishes at the rim that rolled off. We had Jayla had a couple open threes that we didn't get the fall. So you're talking about 6 or 12 points just right there. That just kind of, you know, in the 13-point game, that really changes, you know, the whole complexion of the game. I just felt like we locked them down on defense, but then offensively we couldn't score, so we couldn't really put any game pressure on them. But, you know, our defense, I thought, was, for the most part, it was super duper solid. They shot 45% in the first quarter, and after that we pretty much were, you know, all the way locked in. And even in that first quarter, a big chunk of that was, you know, the 7 points they got from free throws, because I think they only scored like 18. And so even in that quarter, when if you take away all the free throws and we only scored 8 points, it still is a closer game, but they just kind of gave them a cushion. And, you know, you start off the game with them getting a layup where we actually get a steal and we, you know, throw it back to them in the backcourt. Cause, you know, Taya's normally very short, her hands. And when she gets her hands on balls, and, you know, you've seen her other teammates, they just kind of took off and probably shouldn't have saved it in our backcourt, where at least we get to get it set up. And just for them getting an easy layup like that and giving them some momentum, and, you know, 32, their kid that was a freshman of the year in their league last year, she just got hot. And that was something that we really focused on in practice, is trying to make sure we limited her touches and took her out of the game. And if we would have did our job there, that changes the game also.
Well, it's something else to bring up too. You like the defensive effort, but it felt like they grabbed every 50-50 ball, didn't it?
It felt like
that was the case.
Yep.
And it just goes to show you, hey, you like Taya, I'm thinking like one right off the bat. Taya gets a clean swipe, gets the ball down.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up being a loose ball, and they dive on the ground. They end up getting the ball, and it's like, it felt like it was that throughout the entire game.
It was. I mean, even I think Abby's second foul was a back tip by Treasure, where she back tipped, and Abby just didn't see the ball. It came right at her. Her man ends up getting it, and then she, you know, picked up her second foul. So it was kind of like that throughout the night. And again, like, I felt like if we just could have knocked down a few more of our shots, I think that would have helped us even a little bit more, just to put some pressure on them throughout the game, which I don't think they really had.
Yeah. Well, it's one game. It's one game. It's the second game of the year. Still plenty of season coming up here for Wichita State. We'll talk about the two games here before too long, but we'll come back and we'll just kind of recap a little bit more from what took place against Northwestern State and maybe just kind of get a look ahead at what's going on in practice with the squad as well. We'll get to that next when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Terry Nooner Podcast, Wichita State women's basketball 1-1 on the season, a win over Lincoln, but a loss to Northwestern State inside Charles Koch Arena. The Shockers have two games both away from Charles Koch Arena, going to Bowling Green, to Kentucky, to take on Western Kentucky. And now, later on in the week, you will see Wichita State go on and play Missouri State on a neutral site, or at a neutral site there in Kansas City, the T-Mobile Center, when the Wichita State Shockers take on Missouri State. Coach, when you have that type of game against Northwestern State, again, it's early, Coach. It's very, very early. But with this type of roster, with so many new faces, you like to think, yeah, chemistry-wise, we're locked in, we're gelling, we're great. But in the offseason, how much do you really face adversity in the offseason?
Yeah.
I mean, you face maybe a little bit of it in some regards, like players maybe getting banged up or players not being available, that type of thing. But you don't necessarily get tested. Now this is a test where you lose to Northwestern State, and now you wonder how this group is going to respond. What have you seen from your group? I know it's still early here in the season, but in terms of the response in that locker room after that game against Northwestern State, just what was it like in that locker room?
I mean, I think the players are disappointed. Like, we have a team full of competitors, and they want to do well. I think sometimes too, when you have people who want to do well so bad, like, I think that was part of our offensive issues, because it was. Each individual player, like, they wanted to make a play for the team so bad just to try to help us and get us going and that kind of stuff. And what we have to realize is that that's when we really need to bond together more and lock in more as a team and have more attention to detail as far as our cuts and our offense and that kind of stuff when we're struggling. And that we have to scream for each other. We have to cut for each other. We have to pass for each other and play for each other more and not do it individually. So I think that's something that they learn. Like, they want to do well. They want to win. They want this to be a great season. And they're super disappointed. They're anxious to get back on the practice court today and try to get things cleaned up and fixed, which we will. So that was pretty much the mood of the locker room. And a lot of times with my philosophy too is I don't never try to go in and blast them right after a game.
Sure.
Part of it is, I mean, like, it's emotional time. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes coaches, we can get emotional, and Coach Ty Lue, I got it from him, because he learned it from Doc Rivers or somebody. They said a lot of times you would go in there so emotional and you rip people, and then you go back and watch the tape and it didn't look like what you thought it looked like because you were so emotional. So, you know, as a staff, we kind of gave them our feedback just from playing hard and team chemistry and like that kind of stuff. But then it was like, let's evaluate the tape, look at the tape, and figure out what we need to clean up as a group. And we'll watch the film with the team today and make our adjustments, and we'll be better next time we show up on the floor.
Yeah. Well, it's a perfect time to, see just the coachability for this squad. Yeah. And we talked about that before, too, with it being a more mature group and having players that have been a part of this for a while now with 44 years of combined collegiate experience or whatever the number officially is. But this is where the maturity factor comes into play, right? Where it's you can have those honest conversations and really go, okay, I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and realize I should have done that a little bit better. I didn't make the right cut here. Didn't make the right cut there. That's where the maturity factor comes into play.
Yeah. That's what I say. I feel like we got a mature group, high energy. Like they know how to self-correct and get themselves going and that kind of stuff. Last night, it was just a tough shooting night. But like I said, the great part is normally when a team has a bad shooting night, they stop playing defense. I don't feel like we did that. I feel like we played tough, especially defensively. The whole game, we gave the star player too many points. But if you look at like the roster and the point distribution with the rest of the people, like we did our jobs. And so it's like, that's a comforting thing. And like I said, cause usually your defense will go before your offense. And so for us to still keep getting stops and even have that stretch in the fourth where it was, you know, it was the end of the game and you're tired and you're mentally drained, and to go from the last media to the end of the game holding them scoreless, I think speaks volumes about the team. We just got to get the offense fixed.
Well, offensively, I'm sure there's a lot of things you want to try to do, but it seems like you were okay with shot selection overall.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, there's obviously moments where you want it to be better, but shot selection wise, it doesn't seem like you're too heartbroken by what really took place.
No, I wanted our ball movement to be a little bit better.
Sure.
I wanted us to, you know, a few times when it was late, like we let the ball stick and you wanted it to move and pop a little bit more. But it's, for the most part, you know, the shots that we were taking, the shots that we practiced, and I mean, we were getting it to multiple sides of the floor, but we held on to the ball too much last night. We didn't make quick decisions like we normally do. And I mean, you seem like we're a high assist team. The fact that we'd only had 5 assists kind of tells you about, you know, how we performed on offense. Like we just didn't play for each other enough and really try to play, I won't say hero ball, because I don't think we have that kind of mentality of kids. I just know they're the types that they, you know, they want to make a play for a team. And in basketball, I mean, that's the type of sport where you need players to make plays at different times. I just thought we got into that too much and kind of lost sight of moving and sharing and making quicker decisions and letting the ball stick, which was one of our goals before, you know, one of our emphasis before the game on offense was to not let the ball stick.
Yeah. And I know we say all the time defensively, sometimes your eyes get caught. Same can be said for offense, right? Sometimes your eyes can get caught in the wrong place, and sometimes you're expecting something to happen, and then you go, oh, it's not there. Now what?
Yep.
Right? So maybe the reaction as well, something to improve on, I suppose, would be
important. Yeah. And I think, I mean, like I said, I know we'll get better. Like this team, when you show them the film, I think it's something about watching the film and them seeing themselves on that tape in front of everybody. And so, you know, the eye in the sky does not lie. So you can see, you know, the ball sticking and holding and a bunch of the stuff that we talked about that we were doing. Sometimes players, I was a player like that. I mean, I played for one of the greatest coaches, and he would get on us, and we still didn't all the way believe it when he's getting on us. And then when you show us on the tape, and back then it was VCRs, but when you saw the VCR tape, you're like, dang, I didn't box out, or I wasn't in help, or, you know, I didn't contest the shot, I didn't box out. So all of the different things, I think, when you watch it on tape in front of your peers, and now it's not a – because in this session, we'll watch it completely. I'm not going to pick and choose clips. And so everybody will be able to see everybody doing stuff. And so it's not a situation in the locker room. Somebody can go back and feel like they've gotten picked on. Like it's going to be what you see on the tape. So we'll definitely be better next game.
Yeah, and getting chewed out with a Southern twang as well.
Frickin' Fricks.
Obviously, you're not going to do that to your squad, but definitely bringing up some memories for sure. Well, hopefully it'll be – I mean, it's got to be a quick turnaround because things are really going to to be challenging going on the road to Bowling Green, Kentucky, then going to Kansas City to face Missouri State. We will talk about those two games when we return for the final segment here for the Terry Nooner Podcast.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Down to one final segment here for the Terry Nooner Podcast. Wichita State's going on the road. One being in a true road environment, going to Bowling Green, Kentucky to square off with the Lady Toppers of Western Kentucky on Tuesday, and then on Saturday going to the T-Mobile Center to face Missouri State, two very quality opponents, Coach. Yep. Western Kentucky last year, you knocked them out last year. Yeah. You were able to get a huge win. Western Yep. Kentucky went on to get over 20 wins last Yeah. year, a very typical Western Kentucky-like season, always a very, very solid program. That was a marquee win last year in non-conference play. It would be nice to get another one of those here for 25-26. Mm-hmm. Western Kentucky, what stands out about the Lady Toppers?
I mean, just how hard they play. They create a lot of havoc. They create turnovers. They can, you know, they trap you anytime on the floor. They're athletic. They get the ball downhill. I don't know if they are as athletic or they shoot as well as they did last year, but they're still going to be a tough team. They're, you know, very well-coached team. They're used to winning. It's one of the, you know, historical programs in our sport, and they've been good for a very long time. So to have to go down there on the road and face them on their home court and understanding that there's going to be a revenge factor because they were undefeated when they came here last year, and we were able to beat them. And so, you know, they're going to be locked in and focused, and they'll get to see the game tape from us against from Northwestern State last night. So we got to have our toughness. We got to you know, pack our hard hats and go down there for a tough road of opponent.
Well, and going to Bowling Green, Kentucky, how much do you enjoy this being the first road test?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's something about a road trip that you know, just the bonding, and you don't have a lot of the extra distractions, I think, going on. It's just you and the team, and it's basketball focused only. And so it's going to be great just to see, like, you know, how we perform in this moment. And I think that's another benefit of having a group of players who are veterans who've traveled before and kind of understand what going on the road is like. And so, you know, we're going to start getting our mindset kind of, you know, once we watch the film, we'll flush it down the toilet from Northwestern State. You know, there's going to be themes that we can talk about, but I thought we made a huge jump from when we had our close scrimmage against KU going forward to, you know, our first home game. And so now it's time for us to make another leap and bound. And a lot of it was based on what we saw from when we scrimmaged against KU. So we're expecting to have the same jump from Northwestern State going into Western Kentucky.
And then you take Missouri State. Yes. And Western Kentucky, as much as people know about their tradition, same can be said about Missouri State. Yes. Too. 26-9 last year. Yes. Went 16-4. In the Valley, always a really tough conference. They ended up getting the win last year in Wichita, 82-77, and it felt like one of those games that that you had, it just couldn't quite close out. Yeah. to get the victory. Well, Missouri State, you faced a team in Northwestern State who ended up going and playing in a postseason setting. Well, that's what Missouri State did as well. They went to the WBIT, beat Oral Roberts, and then ended up losing to Minnesota in round two. So Missouri State, that's definitely another program that's got a lot of tradition, and I have a feeling they're probably the same type of team. Yep. Here for 25-26. What's the the tail of the tape on the Bears going into the game in Kansas City.
Again, just another, you know, well-coached team, historical program, you know, a former rival of ours from the Missouri Valley Conference. They play tough. They're a complete team. They have guards. They have shooters. They have drivers. They have post players. A bunch of those players that we know and we've recruited throughout high school and at different times. So we know that's going to be a tough battle. It'll be fun for me just getting to go back home and having a bunch of friends and family getting to come and see me coach for the first time back in my hometown. So it's going to be fun to be able to play in the T-Mobile Center, which is a big-time environment. And so I think that'll be good for our ladies. And hopefully at some point we'll get some Kansas City barbecue as a prize for if we play well.
And we're not going to ask about your favorite Kansas City barbecue joint. I have a feeling I'm a barbecue snob, Coach. So I can – when everyone asks me what's your favorite barbecue place, I go, well – you have to break it down by entree. For ribs, it's here. For burnt ends, it's here. For brisket, it's here. Like, that's my world.
That's I like that. Like, mine's is the same concept, but it's more like my mood and like what I'm in the mood for based on the environment. So if I want to sit down, go to Jack Stack, if I want to feel like I'm in my hometown, inner city roots is Gates or it's Arthur Bryant's, kind of upscale a little bit more too, is Q39. So it's really kind of, for me, it's like what my mood is, and like if I want to go to Gates and get yelled at as soon as I come in,
that's it.
If I want to sit down and feel a little uppity but still get barbecue, Jack Stack. So I do it based on like the mood and how I'm feeling.
The first time I went to Gates, that was an experience.
Oh, it's traumatizing for people. I remember the first time I took my wife, she was kind of taken aback when they was asking how may I help you as soon as you walk in. So but Kansas City, we talk about those places, but for us, like basketball, I mean, barbecue is really like a thing. Like you drive through our neighborhoods, it's going to be a random Tuesday or Wednesday, and you can smell somebody barbecuing in their backyard, and everybody in Kansas City thinks they're the world's best barbecue pit master, and they got their own secret recipes, and nobody's going to tell you what they put in their seasonings and rubs and sauce. And so that's just kind of like a way of life there. I kind of, you know, like I do it on random days. I go home and be like, oh, I think I want to get on a grill. And it's like Tuesday and in the winter time. So that's a way of life in Kansas City.
It is 100%. It is a way of life. How did this game come about to be inside the T-Mobile Center? Because usually you get games that are, it's home and home, but this is a neutral one, which I find to be pretty unique because, you know, we're going to go to Irvine, California, but we're used to tournaments for Thanksgiving, but you're not really used to seeing neutral site games for other non-con. Usually it's home or away. Mm-hmm. So how did this come about?
So it's hosted by my cousin who still runs the Missouri Phenom AAU program. And so they're, you know, they have a bunch of teams now and they do a bunch of stuff in the community. And when I first got here, we were talking about, we had always talked about when I coached as an AAU coach, like how cool it would be to have like a big event that was a college event and you kind of brought all the local schools within a 2 or 3 hour radius to play games. And it would be good for the sport of women's basketball in our city because of, you know, it was growing and growing so fast in Kansas City. And so that was kind of like what it came from. And when I got here, I talked to him about, you know, like we as college programs, we'll go to, you know, Destin and all these different places over holidays. And I thought it would be a perfect time. And so he wanted to do something that was before everybody did all their holiday stuff. And it was a way for us. In the starts of it, it was a way for him to get – he wanted to get Big 12 schools to be able to play against teams in our conference and surrounding conferences, and you just have a day full of women's basketball. So the So to start this year, to be us and Missouri State, which are former rivals from the Missouri Valley Conference, and then you'll get Missouri and Kansas to play. Their women's programs will play after it. So I think it's a good start, and it's something that we want to, you know, try to do. I think they want to try to do it yearly, and you kind of mix and match with the matchups. And
sure,
for us, it's good for us to be able to go up there, and that's a place that we recruit a lot. And so a bunch of the kids get to come to see us play, people that we're recruiting a lot. And so they just get to see the local kids. It's a lot of local kids that will be playing on the various teams and play for his organization. So I think it's pretty cool. And for us, just getting to play in a big time arena that, you know, that's where they host regionals and big time women's basketball and men's basketball events. That's where they had a big tour tournament. So that was kind of like the logic behind it. So it's a cool event.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. I'm just always curious to see how it all comes together. Yeah. So that's great. Hopefully it'll be a win and some barbecue coming up on Saturday there in Kansas City. Coach, appreciate your time. As always, best of luck.
All right, go Shocks. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That is Terry Nooner, head coach at Wichita State. Terry Nooner podcast officially done for today. A reminder, though, coming up on Tuesday on the road in Bowling Green, taking on Western Kentucky. And then on Saturday in Kansas City inside the T-Mobile Center against Missouri State. Both those games can be heard on GoShockers.com. I'm Pat Stroppin. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time for the next edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Go Shockers.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.